Good morning, Millwright.
Hey, is Andy in by chance?
Certainly, Macy is calling.
Yeah, this is Tyler with Cardiff.
One moment, please. Let me see if I can track him down for you, Tyler.
Thank you.
This is Andy.
Hey, Andy. It's Tyler over at Cardiff. How you been?
Yeah. Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
Fighting the cold, but looks like I'm getting better.
There you go. Did we we get the flooding all cleared up over there?
Yeah. So, you know, we're getting there.
There you go. Yeah. Just kind of wanted to touch base here and just kind of see where you guys were at over there. I know you guys sounded like you were going to be getting the application process going. I know the...
I'm working on it. It's you know, there's just a lot of turmoil and stuff, and I'm having one issue after another here, it seems to be. So it's a slow process for us to get anywhere, which unfortunately it goes a lot slower than I'd like in some cases, and some ones go better. But anyway, I've been working on it. So
no worries. I just kind of actually wanted to find out there actually on the company structure there. Are you the 100% owner or is there?
No, I'm not. I'm a shareholder, but my brother's is the majority shareholder.
I see.
He's the engineer. I do the business end of the business.
I see. Is that Steven? That's your brother?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. I was just going to let you know there on the applications, we just need wet signatures from both of you there if you guys are listed as the owners. I just wanted to clarify there that for you. But I know you were looking for, it was equipment, I know, and as well as capital, right? Was there two things?
The equipment looks like that's very easy. I'm not worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem where the potential problem, and I'm not, you know, is the tooling that we have to build, and while we could, I believe, do it out of cash flow, we'd rather not, because that hampers the rest of the operation, you know, putting it a bit too squeezy. So we're trying. So we'd rather finance it if we can. Now it's been it seems to have been traditionally virtually impossible to finance tooling, what we normally, you know, what I think what we probably need to do is just a working capital loan, and then how we use it is, you know, it's up to us.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's
all working capital, right?
Literally unsecured, so you guys could go to Vegas if you wanted to. If you
believe me, this place is enough gambling. We don't need that. Although this, and as gambling goes, this one is close to 100%, and you know, a chance of winning is much higher than it would be with in Vegas. At least I sure the hell hope so.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I hope your odds are better over there.
Yeah. Well, it's been proven out to be that way so far. So as long as we can keep that going, you know, we can continue outperforming the industry. We're happy.
There you go. As far as the working capital there for the tooling, did you guys have a specific number that you had in mind,
I think it's going to be $50,000 we're looking for.
Okay.
And that's what I'll have on the application and stuff when I get it all done and sent over.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say you could either just put down a specific number, or if you just wanted to see how much you could qualify for, and then you can take as much as you want after that. But if you did have a specific number in mind, it does make it a little bit easier there for the underwriters.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they don't have to try to do any guessing then.
Exactly. And then
that's simple. I find that it's simpler for everybody. The more you have things laid out, the better. everything works.
You know? Oh, of course, and especially at a bank like us who actually just try to keep it even more simpler, just those little things like that just make the process go by much, much smoother. But as far as the capital goes, I know you said you're going to need it for the tooling. Do you guys run into that problem there multiple times through the year, or is this just something you...
We do this, yeah. We have a kind of a weird structure in that depending on the job, like in a lot of cases, our customers put up the tooling money.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes we rebate it back to them if it's tooling that we don't want them to own.
Mm-hmm.
If it's custom products, typically we don't. We tell them, hey, you know what, you pay for the tooling, it's yours. If you don't, you know, not our problem. You know, but a lot of times, you know, we do some stuff that we have some proprietary technology.
Yeah.
And we don't sell that, but we do let our customers pay for it. And then we wind up rebating them back through the parts, which it allows us to use their cash, and then they're going to pay the same price for the part one way or the other, but they get it sooner. I have one I'm working on right now, which is I'm just actually working on the thing to send out to them. It's a $250,000 in tooling, which we wouldn't, you know, we wouldn't necessarily do the job even. But since they're willing to put up the tooling money, yes, okay, we'll do the job, and then you know they'll get their tooling money back over 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And they get the part which solves the problem for them, whereas
mm-hmm.
otherwise they you know suffer along with the problem, and so we have a lot of strange things that you know, and we have that in that kind of thing a couple times a year usually, but these big projects like that they're. You know that's gonna involve our engineering and tooling department for about 4 months next year or a little bit more. And
oh wow!
So it's a big job and really complicated thing, which is multi-shot, multi-materials going into the same part and one thing another. So it gets very, very, very technical and very you know and stuff and so. You know, there's not a lot of people in the industry that do that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
and we're typically our tooling costs because we've been doing this so long, we've really worked out how to do it. Our tooling costs tend to be, you know, less than half of what the other guys that are doing this kind of tooling, even.
I see.
And a lot of it's just because we've done it so many times, our engineering is.
It's
done no matter what the cap is.
Yeah.
Because we just you know and because we build so much of our own extra equipment because a lot of these molds a standard molding machine won't work because you have to have multiple different you know the standard molding machine will put one material in but if you need like you know, in this case we need three different materials you have to have you know, it's like putting three molding machines together to make it work. But and other companies go out and buy all the extra stuff, and you know, so then they're paying markups for, you know, profit all over the place for these extra equipment. And whereas we build it all into the tool when we build it, and so it we do significant savings in how we're doing that. You know, but anyway,
exactly.
Anyway, it's all you know, it's kind of like it's the kind of thing that drives people crazy after they. some of the equipment we have here, people look at and they just you know you see this like blank stare come on more often than not because you're looking and go it's so complicated and you know you can't even even I've been you know I grew up in this business and I look at it and I still can't figure it out half the time what my brother's done. And then, you know, of course, I know my brother pretty well.
Yeah.
So I've been working with him every day for, you know, 50 years. So we really, you know, I know what he can do. I just don't know how the hell he does it.
That's what you got him for.
Exactly. So it makes it, it's, you know, so, So it's an interesting stuff, and that stuff we just don't sell out because we spent 30 years learning how to do stuff that we just don't let anyone get out of hand. So.
Of course.
Anyway, that's the long winded answer to we do it a couple times a year typically where we need to go out and finance a tool ourselves.
Uh huh.
And depends on the job. We have some other ones. I've got one potential thing out in the works right now that if we got it, it's nearly $1 million a year in business, and we'd have to finance. Well, we'd have probably $500,000 or something in equipment and molds and stuff we'd have to do it.
Wow.
And so yeah, so it may be a multi-year contract and one thing and another, but it's. You know, there's a few things out there that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
In which case, then we'd that's a whole nother finance.
Yeah, and the reason I actually asked you there about the multiple times a year is because with our working capital programs, it's actually a renewable source. So typically, working capital loans are shorter terms. First timers are usually in anywhere from the 3 to 24 months. Range, but halfway through the terms, we do offer refinancing options where you can take on more capital, take on longer terms, shorter rates. So if you do run into another situation where you need another 50K or 100K, we can restructure the loan there, get you more capital. And once you're in the program and you've solidified yourself of not being at risk to miss a payment or something like that, it really just gets better from there for you. We are a relationships-based bank there, so if you are looking for repeat business exactly, and especially on the capital side, you getting your foot in the door there early, you're going to be setting yourself up there for what could be a very long-term relationship that you're just going to get lower and lower and lower rates where you're literally able to call us. Because once you're in the system, you call us, within 24 hours, you're funded. So if there is an opportunity and you need to take advantage of it right then and there, we're able to accommodate that. And that's kind of what's distinguished us from other banks that a lot of companies don't like to deal with because of exactly what you just said. You know, you run into these situations multiple times a year. You don't want to wait months to just get an answer, usually not even able to get as much as you were looking for. And that's just kind of what we do here, and that's kind of where these businesses are able to thrive. I will say this, starting September, this place is going to be jumping. So if we can get you in before then just
that'd
so
be better. Yeah.
Exactly, just get you approved, you're in the system, we can get you the programs available, at least on the approval side, and then it's literally just you giving us a call saying, hey, we got the quote on the piece of equipment, or hey, I need X amount in capital for some inventory or tooling needs, and we get the ball rolling from there. It is something that we definitely can get it going for you. I will just say the sooner the better there that we can get it in, just so we can get the paperwork done, and then once that's in, we don't even have to worry about it. So.
Yep. Great. Alrighty. Well, Chris, I've got it on my. On my agenda here to get it done and get it down to you, and I will get it there as soon as I can.
Yep, and if you just have the application filled out, or if you do have the bank statements, you can send it over in segments, and we can slowly start piecing together maybe somewhat of a rough draft of what it may look like there for the approval. Just makes the process easier there for you and us. So.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Andy, I'll maybe follow up with you here Monday if I don't hear back. Otherwise, if we can get the ball rolling there by tomorrow, we'll have an answer there for you on Monday.
Great.
All right, Andy, we'll be in touch.
Yep, okay.
Bye.